This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I know it seems like a simple thing, but getting a pothole fixed is actually quite a complicated process. First of all, somebody, usually somebody in a city government someplace, has to know that there is a pothole. That's item one, right? Then the street needs to be inspected, the data analyzed about road usage and all that jazz, and then a decision made about how urgent the repair is. It is a time-consuming, expensive, and often inefficient process. But as Irina Jorov reports from Keystone Crossroads and WESA in Pittsburgh, technology could change that.
Christoph Mertz spends his days looking at cracks in the street.
Once you're involved in something like this, you see every crack in the road, every pothole, and said, this is interesting.
Mertz isn't an inspector. He's a researcher at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and he's built a computer program that uses photos to detect cracks in pavement. He's been working with the city of Pittsburgh since the end of 2014 to test the technology. He's mounted cameras inside three city vehicles. He has one in his own car, too, and he takes me for a ride.
Okay, so let me get that app started. And then you just hit the start recording.
As he drives, the camera records the pavement unspooling in front of the car. Later, he'll upload the video to his computer and the program will analyze the data. It breaks the pavement in each picture into a grid.
It looks for texture. It looks for certain patterns. So an ideal road, a newly paved road, looks basically uniformly black. But the cracks, it will have a texture.
Roads are then scored based on how badly the surface is cracked. The city's inspectors do a similar analysis, but they use their eyes, which can be a problem, says Deputy Director of Public Works Lee Howler.
Each inspector is doing a fairly subjective inspection.
This manual process is also more expensive. Another problem? The city is responsible for 1,100 miles of streets. It takes the three part-time inspectors 4 to 5 years to review them. By the time that's all done, Howler says, there's a good chance much of the data is inaccurate.
After winter, the condition of a given street can change rapidly because what was just cracking after a number of freeze-thaw cycles turns into major potholes.
Howler says more current data would make planning easier and more effective. The city would be able to identify exactly which streets need work urgently and which ones can wait. American Society of Civil Engineers fellow Brian Leshko says the quality of city streets can have a big impact on its economy.
And that, you know, is not only just the public getting to and from work, which is very important, but it's also bringing goods and services.
Back at his lab at Carnegie Mellon, Mertz is still working out the kinks in the program. The algorithm can't always tell cracks from shadows, and he still hasn't developed it to recognize potholes, patches, or rutting. So his technology isn't perfect yet, but it could eventually be a game changer for cities like Pittsburgh with aging infrastructure and limited resources. In Pittsburgh, I'm Irina Jorov for Marketplace.